More than 400 delegates, including government officials, security agencies, and youth representatives, cheered as the Nigerian police chief, Kayode Egbetokun, took the stage at the Nigeria Police Youth Summit. The one-day event, with the theme Enhancing the Nigerian Youth's Value for National Security Intelligence, is a partnership between the police and UNESCO and part of the International Youth Day commemoration. Authorities said the summit was designed to examine the role of youths in national security matters and create room to enhance youth participation. Egbetokun addressed the participants.
Let us remain steadfast in our commitment to our youth. Together, we must pledge to support, empower, and create a brighter future for all. The task before us is indeed significant, but I am confident that with the collective strength, creativity, and enthusiasm of our youth, coupled with the support of our partners, we will rise up to the challenge and make a meaningful impact.
The summit featured interactive sessions between the police and youths on crime prevention, conflict resolution, social media, and community engagement. The summit follows recent protests in several cities by mostly young people over the spiraling cost of living. The so-called 10 Days of Rage protests began on August the 1st. Protesters blamed Nigeria's worsening economic situation on government policies, including the scrapping of fuel subsidies introduced last year. At the summit, police authorities said while the protesters may have had good intentions, the protests gave rise to criminal elements with ulterior motives. Prince Abdusalami Ladibolu is the president of UNESCO's Read and Earn Federation. He says Nigeria's youth are a valuable asset.
Our focus today is on youth recognizing their role as change agents. It is imperative that our young people understand their potentials to influence and drive positive change. They are the ones who can bridge the gap between innovative approaches to national security because of their familiarity with technology, social media, and contemporary communication tools. This will strategically lead to more effective community policing, improve intelligence gathering, and enhance crisis response.
The protests ebbed earlier than scheduled due to security crackdowns, but Amnesty International says at least 22 protesters were killed, mostly in northern Nigeria. On Saturday, Nigeria's Minister of Industry, Trade and Investment, Doris Nkiruka, said the country lost about $325 million per day during the protests. Olarewaju Fagunhun is a former professor and the co-founder of Rook and Company Law Firm. He delivered a keynote address during the summit.
There's a trust gap in terms of security agencies and the youth. When that protest was brewing and when it eventually happened, there were two forces in play. There were those with genuine grievances who wanted the nation to listen to them. And there were those who had mischievous purposes who wanted to use it for some other agenda. And that is why this kind of conversation is very important.
Authorities at the summit pledged to improve youth participation in national security matters. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.